Ask Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
He finds people are indeed putting on a fair amount of weight while in coronavirus quarantine, with 47% of the women surveyed and 22% of the men saying they have gained weight. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. Yeah, I'm your host, Mr. Biggs. I'm here to answer all your questions, your conundrums, your queries about things that are troubling you. Got something you need fixed? Got affairs of the heart? Maybe you got a problem with your small appliance? There's no question too small. There's no problem too big for me to solve. So go ahead and give me a call. We got a couple lines open right now. And if you'd like, you can always send me an email. Electronic mail address is as follows. So grab a pencil. Write this down. It's biggscast@gmail.com. Oh, man, I am winded. I'll be honest with you, folks. I'm gonna drop the fourth wall a little bit here. I was almost late for today's program. They've got the whole north side of Mountain blocked off, right? Because of the whole quarantine thing, and they've got it blocked off to traffic, and they're letting people ride around on their scooters and bicycles. I mean, What about us who've got places to go and things to do? I am an essential employee. All right? Please let me pass. Anyway, I made it. We're here. Let's not dwell.
You have a call.
All right, where are we? Do we have... Yeah, we got a call.
Five.
Yeah, let's go to... start things off with caller number five. Line five. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Thank you very much.
Tell me why you're calling.
Okay, about different facts and strange little anecdotes.
Okay, as long as you phrase it as a question, I guess that'll work.
So. Okay, did you know that Hitler was a vegetarian?
No.
And here's one that I find even more amazing. It was Hitler who came up with the idea for the Olympic torch to be lit and passed.
Yeah. Hitler did a lot of stuff, including the Holocaust.
Correct. Yeah, he was responsible for that as well.
Yeah, he was a pretty bad guy.
Right. Let me see here. Apparently, Hitler caught a ball that was dropped 800 feet from a hot air balloon, and it rattled his body so hard that his jaw actually broke.
Well, you know, Hitler did a lot of other stuff, too. I mean, I'm surprised he had time to catch that baseball. When did you say that he did that?
I believe it was 1938.
Yeah. He was real busy during that period, you know. And you're humanizing him by throwing out all these fun facts. And I fear that you may be running the risk of turning him into some kind of a folk hero, you know, with your stories about, you know, him eating salads and catching sports balls that fell from really, really high up in the sky.
800 feet measured from a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
He caught it successfully without dropping it, but it rattled his body so much that he had a broken jaw. They think that he was clenching his teeth in anticipation of the impact.
Okay. I'm not sure this is right.
No, he caught it fair and square right in his glove.
No, what I mean is I don't think that it's right to be talking about all the fun stuff that Hitler might have done and not mention the fact that he slaughtered millions of people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he was responsible for that as well.
Yeah. It's probably more important to mention that.
Right.
Well, listen, you clearly have a lot of facts to give, and I
am a big Jeopardy fan, and any kind of strange and off-the-wall fact that most people wouldn't remember, for whatever reason, I would.
Yeah, that you're a lot of fun at parties.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, thanks for the call, all right?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I'm going to go off on a limb here, and I understand that I'm about to express an opinion that is not very popular, and it might get me in a little bit of trouble. I can't let it go past without commenting on it. And my feelings are this, and you may not agree. Granted, you, the listener, may be diametrically opposed to the following opinion. It is not that of the management of 98.3 FM. It is solely my own opinion that I am offering. Adolf Hitler was a pretty bad guy. But, you know, I'm just, that's just me.
Line 7.
Okay, end of rant. Let's go to line 7. Hello, you're on with Mr. Biggs. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question for Mr. Biggs?
Well, the house was built in the 60s, and we've owned it since the 80s. Mm. And the guest bathroom has its pink built-in cast iron bathtub that we want to remove.
Oh, come on. Come on. They don't make tubs like that anymore. All the new ones are all flimsy. Why would you get rid of something like that?
It's getting rusty. My wife hates it. And it's pink. So it's got to go.
Wait. Hold on. You said it was pink?
Right.
I've not seen an enameled cast iron pink bathtub since I was like 30 or 40. Wow.
I've waited 30 years for pink to come back in style, but it hasn't.
Well, you know what you could do is you could always have it re-glazed, you know. But oh, no, but you said it's got some rust on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that complicates it.
It's got to go.
Yeah, that's true. Well, so you got to get rid of that one. You got to get it out so that you can install a new one. And you're going to have to rip it out, break it apart.
Looking at this thing, I suspect that it might be made from repurposed battleship armor.
Because it's heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't recommend trying to do this yourself. I mean, you're going to have to do it in multiple pieces. Don't try taking it out in one piece. You know, you're far better off breaking it up into smaller, more manageable pieces. You know, just give it a couple of whacks with a sledgehammer.
Anywhere? Or do I have to find, like, a sweet spot?
Tap around on the tub with your knuckle. Just go tap, tap, tappy, tap, tappity, tap, tap. And when you're knocking around, you're going to hear like a resonance. There'll be a ringing sound when you hit just the right place. That will be the location where the harmonics of the cast iron tub is at its maximum vibration. And that will yield the best results when you start just smacking it away with your sledgehammer.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a shame because those old tubs, they're great for planters in the backyard or even the front yard for that matter, especially one that's pink. I mean, that's vintage. And farmers love old tubs. They make great slop troughs. They would gladly trade you a couple of dozen cloaca fresh eggs for a tub like that. I tell you that much.
Well, and if I do get it out in one piece, I'll call some farmers.
Yeah, you should do that. Otherwise, just take a 20-pound sledge and grab your tool, get into that bathroom, and start whacking away.
thanks a lot.
You're welcome. That was poorly phrased.
Office. This brings up the question, well, how much is too much? It's a subject many people feel uncomfortable with and don't talk about. Doesn't make you go crazy or blind, give you zits, put hair on your palms, warts on your hands, or make you sterile or weak. It becomes something to worry about when it develops into the main interest and activity of your life. If you don't develop any normal friendships or don't have a social life, it may indicate a serious problem. It's like watching television or eating. That's all you do, it shows you're having problems dealing with other parts of your life.
Hi, all you fans again. This is Attorney Joseph Young, and what my message is tonight is, look, if you're an employer and you fire an employee or have to let an employee go and you get some legal wranglings in the mail a few weeks or months later from an attorney, simply wad that paper up and throw it in the trash can. It's a quick way to get rid of that issue. Joseph Young, attorney at law. Thanks.
Hello. Hello, check. Hello, check. Hello, check. Hello, check. Do you want a mobile home 12 or... Hello, check! Hello, check. Hello. Hello, check. Do you own a mobile home 12 or 14 feet wide or even a double wide? You need to call Orman Insurance Agency to protect your mobile home investment at 526-2385. You can be provided with coverages on your mobile home, your contents, as well as your liability, all in one convenient policy. Ormond Insurance Agency with free parking on the west side of the courthouse, just south of Florida Land Title and Trust Company in Marietta. Stop by or call the folks at Ormond's, 526-2385.
Skin health restoration, and for more than 30 years ago, is the future of skin treatment and restoration your best skin back. Thousands of dermatologists and plastic surgeons have trained by me. All skin problems are treated simply and treated effectively. The art of restoring healthy skin using lasers, peels, and treatment protocol are provided to address the problem at the source using topical creams and other high-tech technology. Get treated where all physicians, plastic surgeons, and dermatologists go to learn about skin health restoration and science, the future of skin care, to enable them to help their patient in having their baby skin back.
You are listening to the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. That's me. I'm Biggs. It's a family show. We got a couple lines open right now. Call up or send an email at biggscast@gmail.com with your questions, and I will answer them for you. We've got, let's see, line one. You're on the air. How you doing?
I'm doing great now that I get to talk to you again.
Oh, you're sweet. All right, well, tell me what's going on.
Well, my third anniversary is coming up on the 19th.
No, honey, you misunderstood what I meant.
Well, I was 6 hours late to my wedding. I was upstairs with my brother-in-law drinking some Crown Royal, and it was down in the wine cellar.
Do you have a question for me?
Yeah.
Great. All right, for a second there, I thought maybe you were just going to ramble on and on about your wedding.
Oh, no. No. Oh, my gosh.
Because we're a question and answer show, sweetheart.
You're so awesome.
Hey, thank you. Now, could you please get around to the point and ask your question?
You know what? I was on a ventilator for 10 days. I got out of the hospital 7 days ago, but I lost my eyesight.
Oh,
so
no, you're blind?
But it's okay. It's okay, you know? And
I'm really sorry about that. 10,
it is okay. You know, you know what? I learned two things.
What?
And I tell you, I am so grateful, and I'm living my life more than I ever have. First thing I learned is not to be afraid
Of the dark.
Of death.
Oh, yeah.
And that was something that was, you know, always in my brain for the last 53 years. And now, because I'm not afraid of death, I'm truly living, and I don't worry.
Huh.
I don't worry about anything anymore.
That's inspiring.
I think you're tremendous. You're not intimidated.
Well, you know, I try to be a good role model for the kids, you know.
It's only because of your excellence, and look what you've done.
Yeah, I've done a lot.
Yeah.
So, why were you in the hospital again?
They're going to test me for coronavirus. Well, see, I got off the ventilator a week ago.
Whoa! You were on a ventilator?
Oh, yeah. They put you in a semi-induced.
Holy moly.
A chemical-induced coma. Because they got...
Oh, yeah. Those are the best kind. Those are fun.
No, I got really bad pneumonia. So, they think it was COVID-19. So they got a stick, and I could text you a picture if you wanted me. I didn't know my husband was taking pictures of me on the ventilator. And
please
so
don't.
I didn't even know that I was on a ventilator.
No,
pictures. They asked me where I was when I came out, and I said, I'm at Trump Towers, and I'm in the penthouse suite. That's the only thing I can really remember
I don't understand. Why were you in Trump Towers?
Because they drug you out totally, and they stick this tube down. One goes in each lung.
Yeah.
And then they bind your hands.
Oh.
They bind your feet.
Yeah.
To the side, because you're so drugged out that you can pull your tube out and stuff like that.
Mm.
And I don't even remember going into the hospital. I don't remember coming out of the ventilator. I do remember last Sunday, which was the evening that they took me off. And then I got out last Thursday, a week ago Thursday. But I'll tell you something. Don't fear it.
Don't fear what?
Don't allow these government people, to make you so fearful.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not scared of the government or anybody else.
I'm not saying this to you. I'm saying it to the whole audience.
Oh, okay. All right.
The way the healthcare team handles these things, it's the people that are sitting there with you in ICU. They're the ones suffering. We don't suffer. And I didn't know that before.
Okay.
Listen,
please stop.
Okay.
You got to ask me a question. I'm sorry that you went through all this stuff, and I'm sorry that you went blind.
You know what? I lost. It was a neurological thing about my sight, so I lost my writing ability right now, and what my walking. But I'm going to get better. I'm only a week out of the hospital tomorrow, so can you give us some surfing advice?
That's your question?
Yeah.
You just got out of the hospital on a ventilator, and you're blind, and you want to go surfing.
Because
my surfing advice to you is, I say don't go surfing.
Yes, thank you.
Is that all you wanted?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Another happy customer on Ask Mr. Biggs. Yeah. When you get out of the hospital, even though you've been released, that doesn't mean you're ready to go back to all normal activities and all new activities that are very risky for somebody that can see. I mean, you can't even do that. I'm going to recommend against that one, marking it on the ledger here. Don't go surfing after. Hey, Rhonda, how do you spell ventilator? Got an I?
I don't know.
Ventilator. All right. Oh, which one are we on now? Okay, line 9. You're on with Mr. Biggs.
Hey.
Hey.
Thing is, I'm blind, so I love listening to your show.
Well, it's easier than watching it.
Yeah,
because it's a radio show. And you're blind. You can't see it.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Another blind person. What the hell's going on? Is there like a convention going on?
The thing that I, there's a guy at Smart and Final. His name is Frankie.
Uh-huh.
And I always ask for Frankie. And I go to this guy. Now, mind you, this guy works in the freezer department.
Yeah.
So I go to him, Frankie, where do I find this? Oh, aisle 13. Oh, where do I find this? Oh, that's aisle 8. So I go down my list and he gives me all the aisles. And he'll tell me left or right.
Well, that's very nice of him to help out the crippled and disadvantaged like yourself. I commend him for that. That's good.
No, he's wrong.
Oh, you mean he lies to you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I mean, it's mean, but it's funny.
You got to remember, I'm 90% blind. I can barely see.
Yeah, that's what makes it funny.
And when all the cans are stacked up, everything looks just like a solid wall.
Yeah, I imagine. It would make it hard.
Yeah, this guy Frankie, the store manager.
Oh, you're talking about Frank, the manager. Oh, yeah, the guy with the cocaine problem. Oh, listen, it's no secret. Everybody knows.
Yeah. No, I understand.
Well, you know, that does explain his erratic behavior and your wild little goose chase that he put you on.
Yeah, and not only that, I got an inside story to the guy with the straws up his nose that nobody knows.
Oh, no, everybody knows it. I mean, Frank has been publicly battling a cocaine addiction for at least the past 10 years. I mean, so it's what they call a functioning addict. Plus, you know, he's such a good manager. I mean, people kind of look the other way, you know?
Hey, great show.
Thank you.
I like everything that you have on the show.
Well, you're welcome. Hey, listen, do me a favor. Tell all of your blind friends to tune in to the Ask Mr. Big show. And then I want also ask them not to call in because we are way over our quota for blind people calling in today. Just, you know, sit back and listen. You know how. It's what you do. Yeah.
Let's just do it the way we did. We'll do it again. I want to, I kind of think that it might work like they do you've heard these guys, the advertising, the races on the weekend, you know, and the dramatic bam, 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 bam. Is that a good thing? Yeah, because I think the ad's going to start on Wednesday of next week.
How many times lately have you heard that the current real estate market is a bad
one? The current real estate market is a bad one.
Real estate market's a bad one?
The real estate market is a bad one? Who says so? That's just not true. It's only a bad time for sellers, not for buyers.
How many times have you heard that the real estate market is a bad one?
Yeah, as long as it's before, what, next?
The real estate market's a bad one, especially if you can do it without a down payment or even...
screw it. We've already recorded it, and it's pretty much ready to go.
The current real estate market is a bad one? Who said the real estate market's a bad one? It's just not true. It's only a bad time for sellers.
Now, let's see. How many times have you heard that the real estate market is not true? It's only a bad time for sellers.
Well, what if I tell you that that's just not true? It's only a bad time for sellers, certainly not buyers. After all, home prices are at their lowest in years, creating an ideal time.
That's not true.
Especially if you can do so without a down payment and without even needing to qualify for a loan.
Think of it. You can have a beautiful home of your own with only minimal closing
costs.
We'll
do the rest. That's what we do.
Also pick up affordable payments.
That's just not true. The real estate market is a bad one? Who says so? That's just not true. Real estate market's a bad one? That's just not true. It's only a bad time for sellers, not for buyers. After all, home prices are at their lowest in years. The real estate market's a bad one? Who says so?
How many times lately have you heard that the current real estate market is a bad one? Because if you can let me know soon enough, then
what if I tell you that that's just not true? That's just not true.
If I tell you that's just not true.
Nope, that's just not true. Says so. That's just not true. That's just not true.
Gotcha!
It's running now?
Okay. I'm Frank McDowell. I recommend people do not leave kids and pets in your cars, since it can be very dangerous when you leave kids and pets in the cars. I recommend people do not leave kids in your cars. Do not leave pets in the cars. Don't leave them in the cars. Best of luck to you. Take care. Stay safe. Thank you very much. I'm Frank McDowell. Stay dry and be safe.
sports fans. This is the world champion handicapper Jeff Feld from Las Vegas. Super Sunday report from theoddsfather.com in Las Vegas. Also information confirmed on the late action. Seattle, Arizona, NFC lock. San Francisco, Green Bay is a lock. Monster battle parlay free. Toll-free message phone. Call 1-800-870-2283. What's the best bets? Carolina, Tampa Bay, Pittsburgh, Denver. 4-0-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2-2- the spread. Documented number one. Green Bay, San Francisco is a lock. Arizona, Seattle is huge. Toll-free. Toll-free message phone. 1-800-870-2283. Jeff Ellsworth, number one against the spread NFL. 5 straight years. 4 only actions. Beat the board. Toll-free. 1-800-870-2283.
Who loves onions?
We'll make you feel good.
With Bangs.
You'll have a great time.
On the corner of Phillips and Mountain, downtown.
Let our magic work on you.
A place to play. Yeah. Each and every day.
Yeah. With Bangs.
The hot, hot, hot place to be.
Where the fun never ends. And the party's never ending. With Bangs.
The hot, hot, hot place to be.
Lunchtime special. 2-for-1 grilled onion sandwiches. Farm fresh onions chopped and grilled to a perfect dark golden brown and 100% pure vegetable shortening. And pile high on your choice of white, wheat, or rye bread. Yeah, we'll even throw in a free dinner mint.
The hot, hot, hot place to be.
As my mother used to say, why have just one onion sandwich when you can have two?
The hot, hot, hot place to be.
The fun never ends, and the party's never ending.
Mint supplies are limited. Act fast. 1 mint per customer.
98.3 FM. This is the Ask Mr. Biggs radio program. All your questions answered by me, your host. I'm Mr. Biggs. Line 3, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, what about it?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, do you understand that you are on the air right now?
Yes.
All right, we're making progress. Are you aware of the Ask Mr. Big show?
With the county, what?
No, it's more of a, like an advice show. People call up and ask questions.
I don't know anything about it.
Does that mean that you don't have a question for me?
No, I don't.
That's going to be a problem. I mean, that's kind of how the Ask Mr. Big Show works generally, so.
How do you spell it? E-I-G-S?
No, it's 2 G's in Biggs, 2.
E-I-G-G-S?
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
B-I-G-G-S?
Yes. Yeah, I spell Biggs with 2 G's.
Where's your office?
Well, I don't see how that's relevant. I mean, are you going to come visit me?
I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither. Well, right now I'm at the 98.3 FM studios, you know, over off Kingsford by the deli. But my office, my personal office, is at Whizbang's. You ever go out for a steak and some boiled potato fingers at Whizbang's?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
What's to think about? It's a taste sensation worth tasting.
Well, right. I'd like to talk to somebody else about
it. Well, I mean, it's me. Well, I mean, I own the place. You're talking to the head guy. You can't get higher than that.
Nowadays, you don't trust anybody, you know? It's,
yeah.
I just feel like strangers around the house.
Well, that's understandable these days.
I mean, well, I don't know what happens to me if I do it, but I just, right now, I can't do it.
Well, we're all in this quarantine together, but we're not because we're all separated and stuff. But you know, if you don't want anybody at your house, I mean, that's your call, you know? And, you know, instead of letting folks into your house, what a lot of people are doing is they're having meetups in their backyard and they're meeting up with their friends and family through the glass, you know, through the sliding glass door while the friends are outside looking in through the window.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, no, a lot of people are doing it.
No, I don't like them on my property, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, another thing you could do, do you have an attached garage?
Yeah.
Have you ever played with plastic and made like a fort or like a playhouse to play in?
When I was a kid, I used to.
Okay, well, you could set up a clean room and some painter's plastic all around, a couple of fans to put positive pressure in there, and you can have your friends come hang out with you there.
Well, I don't want them in my garage.
Well, you just don't want them there at all, then.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just a bitter old biddy, just hiding from the world during the pandemic.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
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 And I've been here for 4 years.
Well, you've been quarantined for 4 years?
Yeah.
Wow. That seems excessive.
Well, can I call you back at another time?
Well, yeah, if you want. I mean, we are running a little bit late, so...
Where's your office?
I told you I'm at the 98.3 FM studios. My office is over at Whizbangs.
Where is your office?
At Whizbangs. You know, the corner of Phillips and Mountain, downtown, you know?
I never heard of either one of them.
You haven't heard of Phillips or Mountain? Those are like easily in the top five thoroughfares in the entire Tri-County area.
Well, I just have no idea where that is.
Do you know where Walmart is?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's by Walmart. It's near there. Okay?
Where is that?
I'm out of time. All right, I'm going to have to go.
I have no idea where you are.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter where I am. I'll tell you what. I will come pick you up, and I'll take you to Whizbangs for some boiled potato fingers.
Well, I'm not saying yes or no, but I'm not going to do it right now because I don't know one thing you talked about, and I've been around here for 83 years.
Okay, well, you think about it and call me back next time with the question, all right?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, great. Great. Thank you for calling, and we'll talk to you later. And she is... Just put... The receiver goes on the phone. Come on. Come on, Eunice. You can do this. Pulling for you. Easy does it. Come on.
Oh, forget it.
Come on. Yeah. All right. Oh, okay, listen, that's all the time that we've got for this episode of Ask Mr. Biggs. And I want to thank you all for tuning in. Do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the show. Available on worldwide internet at www.askmrbiggs.com. Two G's and Biggs when you do that. And special thanks to those supporting the show over on Patreon. Folks like Amy Bennett and Danny Miner, DP Workman, John Reichart, Richard Hainish, Total Second. And special thanks going out to Winston Beauregard at another prank call show for special promotional consideration on today's show. I just want to say thanks, guys, over there at APCS. They sent over a lovely fruit basket, and I have enjoyed it greatly. Although, I will admit, not a fan of kiwis. Just... putting that out there. Just for future reference. Not a fan. But it was nice of you to contribute to today's show. So if you want to contribute, you just go on over to that website at askmrbiggs.com/support. And all the information is there. So, hey. Until next time, this is Mr. Biggs. Saying so long. Yeah, that was a good ending phrase. I think I'm going to use that one again. Saying so long. It was a good show.
How do you spell it? B-I-G-G-S?
This program is continued on the other side of the cassette.